Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we have to get by with a little help from our friends. And I'll tell you who's helping out in our community and going above and beyond. Our friends from Opening Doors are here this morning telling us how we can help and make a difference in our homeless community here in Pensacola and all of those folks who need help. There's so many things we can each do, and we're going to be having a special guest in to talk about how she is helping our community as well. Bruce Cady is here. He's the executive director of Opening Doors. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, Meg.
It's
great
so
to be
good
here
to
again.
See you and your favorite pet, your little doggy. You have to tell me the name again.
Her name is Ryo.
Ryo.
And she's our outreach dog, and she goes with me all over the community, visiting with providers, working with folks in the street. She's kind of our agency mascot and helps us break the ice when we're doing this good work that we're
well,
doing.
Well, I love her. She gave me a sweet greeting right away, so I'm all in. Well, Bruce, you have a special guest with you. Evelyn is here, so please tell us about Evelyn and what she does for us. Quite a bit, I understand.
Well, I'll introduce Evelyn, and then I'm going to let her tell the community what she's doing.
Okay.
I don't know half of the goodness of the good work that she's doing in the community. Evelyn Dieterville is she's on our continuum of care, the COC, homeless COC, Continuum of Care Leadership Council. She is the co-chair of the Ranking and Review Committee on the Leadership Council. That is such an important committee. It allows the committee to review and to rank and to rate all of the applications coming in from service providers within the two counties that we serve to then distribute the pass-through federal and state funding that we have.
And just to be clear, your organization is Opening Doors.
That's correct.
So I just want to give a little quick explanation about who you are so people can kind of understand what the continuum of care means.
Gotcha. Thank you, Nick. Opening Doors Northwest Florida is the lead agency for the homeless continuum of care. We have been asked by the community and by the Department of Housing and Urban Development to organize all of the different service providers that touch those that are experiencing the crisis of homelessness. And so our role is an organizer, a collaborator, a monitor to make sure that funds are being spent appropriately and per guidelines and regulations. But most importantly, we are the way that I like to describe it is individuals like Evelyn are the bricks. They're the bricks in the wall in the community that's serving the homeless. We're the mortar. We bind all the different bricks together and make sure that we're a smooth-running collaboration across the community to limit the time that individuals are homeless and to make sure that that time is brief and non-recurring. So Evelyn she is a force of nature. And something.
How do I know this?
And a little factoid that when I had the opportunity to meet Evelyn for the very first time back in January, shortly after I got here, we found out that we went to the same high school in the same time period back in the mid to late 80s in San Diego, California.
What? That's crazy.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Back up. Both of you in the same high school in San Diego about the same time.
Come on.
And you're here in Pensacola and Century. Wait a minute.
And we're here working together. And Evelyn is, among many things within our homeless continuum of care, one of the things that she helps us with is she's the voice of the rural communities, the northern communities in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. That have different needs, different challenges than the more urban communities.
Well, of course,
in Pensacola, Milton. And then also, and her passion is youth, is helping the children in our community do better. So that's what I can tell you about Evelyn. I think Evelyn needs to describe a little bit about what she does every day of her life.
All aboard. Y'all better put your seatbelts on.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Listen here. I bring you greetings from the northwest side. This is the Soul Train conductor, Evelyn Dieterville, here. I come with no fear coming to just let you know it's time to regulate. Thank you, Bruce, for inviting me, and thank you for hosting us. It is a pleasure to be here. This is one of my bucket lists of being on the radio.
It's your first time.
I feel like a celebrity.
Yeah, yeah. You're in the crowd now, girl.
Watch out now. The ratings are going up.
There you go.
So enough about me. I think Bruce has done an excellent job. As we start to talk more about topics, I definitely can get more into different things. I'm just a servant. You know, I feel like I'm a solutionist. I don't sit back and wait and complain. I don't hit a comment on the social media and say what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
We are the they.
Yes, ma'am.
There is no help coming.
That's
so
right.
We need to pull up our sleeves and we need to get busy. And so that's the soul train. One
okay.
cargo at a time. Let's get it done.
I want a ticket.
Okay. Okay. I got
I'm
you.
In. I'm on the, I'm all in.
I got you.
So tell us a little bit, Evelyn, about because you're working with Opening Doors, and Opening Doors coordinates so many of the different service groups in our community. So tell me a bit about the role that you play. I understand you're located in Century, essentially. So tell me a little bit about that and how we can help is the big thing.
Well, actually, it's a pleasure to work with Opening Doors. I started as a client.
Mm-hmm.
I started as lived experience.
Oh, boy.
After COVID, I mean, the cost of living was so high, being a substitute teacher in the school district.
Mm-hmm.
And so Opening Doors was that catalyst for me that helped me with my deposit to find some stable housing. And even in doing that, I was in a shelter, never experienced nothing like that before. My kids are grown. So this was after my 50s experienced this.
Oh, my goodness.
And
yeah.
So it was truly an experience to where, once again, I got involved. I didn't sit back and just wait for them to pay my deposit to find a place.
Mm-hmm.
I joined. I joined the committee. I sat on things. Even if I didn't know what they were talking about, I would sit there with my little composition book and just take notes. I don't care what it said, but eventually I learned.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, since 2010, I have been a part, and God has just moved us up in ranks. I don't know if you could say God on the radio, but
absolutely.
I'm a pastor by nature. So,
you sure can.
It's in me. But
amen.
It's a pleasure to be a part of the team, you know. And the thing is, I have a big mouth, but I know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
And so if you see me, I stay under the radar until it's time to say something. So I've served Pensacola since 2010.
Good for you.
I came here with my nonprofit from Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2002, I had been certified with my 501c3. Rhode Island is up by Boston.
Right.
And so basically, I came here in 2010, and I didn't want to just come with my own agenda. I plugged in to see where the need was. And one of the things I saw was that youth had a strong entitlement attitude.
Mm.
And so volunteering at the Boys and Girls Club and so forth led me to Open Doors. And I said, I told the youth then that are now grown, I says, if I ever have a chance to run my own center, I would break that mentality. And that's where Dr. Stinkin' Thinking came in.
Mm.
And that character was developed. And so with Open Doors, I am a grant writer. My master grant coach is Dr. Barbara Wright out of Kansas, and we are a certified dream builder. Not only am I writing grants, but now it's time to review those grants because I got tired of so many denials to find out, well, what are they denying? Because
right.
they never told me.
Right.
So now sitting on this side of the wall, I'm able to see and I'm able to educate and help others that are starting up as a nonprofit and different things. And
that's
so
wonderful.
It's an honor to serve, and it's a pleasure.
I'm so glad you're here to share with us and share your experience, strength, and hope with us. And if you have a question as a listener, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're talking with our friends with Opening Doors. So if you've got a question, this is the time to ask our experts. Just text it on in at 850-437-1620. So we have a little bit of time here, Bruce. What are some of the things that you wanted to address today with Evelyn?
Well, and for those of you that have heard the show before, I'm new to the area. We moved here. I moved here for this job specifically. And what I have found is we have two different Escambia counties.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Escambia County that's represented in the southern part of the county with Pensacola, with, you know, the greatest density of population. Evelyn very kindly took an afternoon 1 week and gave us a tour.
A deep tour.
A deep tour.
Woo!
4 hours of...
I took them in the crevices where nobody will take them.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And the neat thing was my wife joined, and my wife works for a nonprofit here in the education space.
Mm-hmm.
And so Evelyn is very versed in housing and homelessness. She's also very versed in education, being a substitute teacher in her nonprofit, serving children. So she was able to very deftly show us things that were very relevant to each one of our professional focuses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very efficient time for us. It was a blast. We had a wonderful time with her that afternoon. So I think it would be interesting for your listeners to hear Evelyn's perspective on housing, homelessness, housing instability in the rural parts of our community.
Yes, I think that's a great segue, Bruce, because Northwest Florida, you know, that's what made me relocate up there 3 years ago. Because running programming at the Dory Miller Community Center in Pensacola, I was there for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And doing programming is normal. I got tired of young people there in Pensacola getting 11 years old, getting 100 community service hours. And lots of nonprofits wouldn't take them on because it was a liability risk.
Mm-hmm.
So here I come, Miss Solutionist. I started the youth food pantry. We're feeding the Gulf Coast, and I taught them how to give back. So it was empowering for us to go all over Santa Rosa County, Escambia County, anywhere feeding the Gulf Coast would have a red spot and basically try to get us to they would drop the food.
Mm-hmm.
I would bring the team of young people, and we would bless families.
Mm-hmm.
And what you saw was it wasn't a stigma of someone. They don't look broke. They
right.
don't look homeless. They come with nice cars. It didn't matter where we went.
There's a lot of misinformation
yes.
about there, and there are definitely yes. myths about what is the definition of homelessness.
Correct.
And in this day and time, there's a lot of folks who actually on the outside might look like they're okay.
You better say it.
But on the inside, they're struggling.
That's
and
right.
maybe struggling so severely, they're
yes.
ashamed to ask for help.
It's called pride.
Right.
You know, and
right.
you don't want to know, you don't want the Joneses to know what
That's
you're
right.
going through. But if you share something with the Joneses, guess what? The Joneses probably needed what you had.
That's right. Once
but
the
if
door is broken down,
come on.
People can
we're going to have church
you.
Up in here. Because if the Joneses could share,
mm-hmm.
that's the thing. You know, and that's why I keep saying our family motto is, if you don't see it, be it.
Mm-hmm.
So in Northwest Florida, I kept hearing while I was working in Pensacola, back to Bruce's point, oh, poor Century, poor Century, poor Century. Listen, you can't be a satellite program and just go drop what you're going to drop for Century and then just think that's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir,
mm-hmm.
no, ma'am.
Yep.
And I told my family, if we're going to get in, we're going to get all in. So we relocated there, and we started. They needed to see me in Food Giant. They need to see me at All In Bank. They need to see me at the town council meetings. They need to see me. So that way they know I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not governed by a grant. You know, so even the building that we're in at the Carver School,
mm-hmm.
There was a church that was in it before we was. Now, that is a former middle school. So, you know, I already had a problem with that.
Right.
That we have a town where these babies have to be bussed out 14 miles plus.
Mm-hmm.
So the former schools are now just incubators for anything. And the area that I'm at is called the Century Business District. Okay, so the space that I'm in, it was leased for $1.
Mm.
A month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the mayors then said, okay, if we reopen this, we're not going to rent it for $1. So I had to look at my little budget working at the college and say, well, I can give you
$75. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay, I went up $74 more.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to stay within my range because, once again, Open Doors has taught me how to budget, how to live, so that I was homeless because I would work my programs
mm-hmm.
up until 9 o'clock, and then at the end of the day, I would close those doors, and I didn't have nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't tell that because the hands were still out, and that's the need all over.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a systemic thing where it's just a certain person that looks a kind of way.
Right.
I go to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
I punch a clock just like everybody else, but I couldn't afford the cost of living. Fast forward to now, I've been up in Century. And I've been, you know, with the grace of God, creating events. Some people come, some people go.
Mm-hmm.
But I just posted today on this because people had a lot of negative comments to say about the current situation that's happening. And I read my comment. Mm-hmm. I says, listen, stop talking about and be about.
Right.
Y'all serious about a change? Meet me Friday.
There you
5 o'clock.
Okay.
Here's the address. Don't sit there and complain about it. Help is not coming. We are the help.
That's right.
And when you talk about the community, you're talking about yourself. And so that's my solution.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Pull your sleeves up. And when we started doing what we're doing, even when we opened up there, there were so many people that donated. I have a sponsor wall of just mom pas giving donations to get the Soul Train off the ground,
mm-hmm.
workforce development, everything. And that's what it's about. We got to stop waiting for the big funding because they're not going to help you. It's called a matching grant.
Mm-hmm.
What are we giving in order for them to match our effort?
That's right.
That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
So same way with Open Doors. I'm practicing what I preach. I don't miss the meetings, even if it's by virtual, while working, different things like that. And so that's where we are. Stop complaining and get active.
Okay. We're talking with Evelyn, who is with Opening Doors, Pastor Evelyn Dieterville, and also Bruce Cady, who's Executive Director with Opening Doors. If you have a question or a comment, text
Come
me
on
in.
With them questions.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And our first question is a really good one.
Uh-oh.
Can I get a phone number so I can contact Opening Doors and help?
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you. You can contact Opening Doors by calling our main office number. That's area code 850-439-3009. That's Opening Doors, Northwest Florida.
Okay.
I think they can do better than that. Go on the website.
There you go.
Caller, go on the website and look at all of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a button that you can push to say, be a part of the CLC. Join. Click.
Yeah, volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Volunteer.
So
okay.
Come on and help. And thank you. She knows what she's doing here. So mm-hmm. our website address is www.openingdoors.org. Doors, that's doors with an S, NWFL.
Okay,
.org.
And Bruce, you'd mentioned to me before we came on the air that you had a couple events coming up that you wanted to mention maybe folks can help out with.
Absolutely, we do. So traditionally, our community started by Hope Grace Baptist Church started a Hope Day event in the middle of the summer. Actually, the end of July, and Hope Day was an effort of that church in their street outreach work to gather together community partners that provide services that are those that are experiencing housing instability and homelessness, so they can come to one place,
mm-hmm.
kind of a one-stop shop for getting your vital records, birth certificates, state issued IDs, things like that, signing up for SNAPs, screening with coordinated entry for a COC to see if funding is available to help with late rent. We're doing it a little different this year. We're doing two Hope Day events.
Oh, wonderful.
Because we also serve our community members in Santa Rosa County.
Mm-hmm.
So next week, next Tuesday in Santa Rosa at the Milton Community Center, we're partnering with Santa Rosa County. The county is a wonderful partner, and so is the city of Milton. They're helping us with the Milton Community Center. So next Tuesday on the 21st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're going to have a Hope Day event in Santa Rosa. And then the following week, here in Escambia County, also with the wonderful support of Escambia County government and City of Pensacola, we're going to have on Thursday, July 30th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Brownsville Center,
mm-hmm.
Here in Pensacola, we'll have an Escambia County-focused event. The day before each of these events, volunteers, providers, and members of our continuum of care are going to do a mid-year point-in-time count.
Oh, great.
So by regulation, we have to do a point-in-time count. That's a survey, a canvas of those experiencing homelessness during the last 10 days of January.
Mm-hmm.
Housing and Urban Development requires that we do that. We're not required to do one any other time. We have received feedback from our community leaders that they would like to understand if there is a variation between what we experience in the count during the winter months in January, mm-hmm. what does July look like?
And that makes perfect sense.
And so we're going to do that survey the day before. So it's going to be the July 20th next week in Santa Rosa County. And then it's going to be July 29th in Escambia County. And since we don't have to do it following the exact regulations, we're splitting them out so we can focus on Santa Rosa and just Santa Rosa for that one day.
No, that makes sense.
Yep. And so we have flexibility. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to allow us to just focus on each of the counties specifically. And then, you know, after that, we'll have some summer numbers that we can share with the community, share with our providers. We can look at gaps analysis based upon the survey results. So I'm really excited that our continuum stepped up. They agreed to do it, and we're working with them to do it, and all of our providers here. And it's going to be a lot of work, and it's hot out there.
Do you need volunteers?
Oh, we absolutely need volunteers.
So if I'm listening right now and I want to volunteer, how do I go about doing that?
Hold on. Before you do that, is there going to be food? Because I think for the Pensacola one, I can get free, but I'm coming to eat.
Evelyn, we got you covered.
Okay. And that's, we're going down there then.
Right. And Hope Grace Baptist Church is kindly, that ministry is providing lunches at both locations.
Excellent. Nice. Okay, there you go.
I'm coming.
Okay.
And if anybody would like to volunteer at this event, or if you're experiencing housing instability or homelessness, come to this event. You can find out more details and click a button to volunteer on our website, www.openingdoorsnwfl.org.
Okay, and then we just have a couple minutes left on the Hope Days. What can you expect if you go to that? When you say that, what does it involve?
So when our teams go out and do the point in time count, they're going to hand out necessity bags, hygiene bags, and an invitation to come to the event. So we're going to invite individuals that are experiencing street homelessness that we encounter and use this to draw them into our service delivery network to give them a convenient location to get their birth certificates ordered or state-issued IDs. Sign up for SNAPs. Our shelter providers will be there. And so they can get a quick entree into our wonderful shelter
system. So it'll all be in one place, which will make it great for someone that may be overwhelmed.
That's right.
Trying to find the services or doesn't have a cell phone or any means or ways to contact them.
Is there an age limit? Because I can bring some young people that can help in both aspects.
People are below the age of 18, please have an adult with them.
Okay.
I'm not responsible for anybody's children.
Okay.
I'm in charge of me. Now, one thing that I didn't mention, I want to give a wonderful shout out. Escambia County ECAT has provided bus passes including in these kits. So for those experiencing homelessness in Escambia County, they can present that bus pass and take that bus to the Brownsville Center.
Fantastic.
And then use that pass to get back to where they were.
That's wonderful.
Will they come to Century?
No, ECAT doesn't go that far. No, they do. Yeah, there's that bus stop in Century. Yes, there is.
Okay.
That bus pass will work.
There you go.
Make sure when you're at my office later, I'll give you some packs and you can hand those out.
I will.
Okay, please do.
We are just about out of time. So
that was fast.
I know. So we need to review info and how people can help and your website and phone numbers. And also mention that 211 line.
The 211 is always the best choice if you're experiencing a crisis of any type. To include suicidal ideation, 211 or 988, please use those resources.
All right. Thank you so much to Pastor Evelyn Dieterville, who's here doing great work in our community, to Bruce Cady, who's with the Continuum of Care with Opening Doors, coordinating all this. Plenty of information can be found on their website. And where is that again?
www.openingdoorsnwfl.org.
Listen to that radio voice.
All day long.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back after the news.